Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. There goes Thomas. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Franco moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield strikes out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Walbeck reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cole. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Cole steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Cole. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Cole steals third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cole scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson fires to first and picks off Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Guillen. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Cajun now pitching. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laos is 0 for 2 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalliere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lavalliere is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalliere hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 4 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 4 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Dave Stevens now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Raines scores. Cora moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Lavalliere and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it and throws to second for the out. Knobloch moves to third. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knobloch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, White Sox 6, Twins, 6. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laos is 0 for 3 in the game. Laos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Walbeck and he is out, Rabiulet applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabiulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabiulet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cole hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.